The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. And he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord. Gospel today could be used for the call of the King, which our Lord is preparing the disciples to spread the kingdom, sending them out. We also beg for that grace not to be deaf to the call of the King. Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Francis Xavier, and I'd like to make 5 points on the life of this great saint. The first is this, is how this saint was basically mobilized to become a saint by another saint. And this was Saint Ignatius of Loyola. There is what is called the social effect of sin, but there's a social effect of holiness too. You all know the story. When they're studying at the University of Paris, Xavier was there present with Ignatius. He's a roommate with St. Peter Fabre. Ignatius said, "What would it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his soul?" So he repeated this verse over and over again. Finally, he capitulated. He did the exercises, and we know what happened afterward. So the influence of a holy person on another person. Ignatius was able to see the incredible talents that this man had. He was brilliant. He was a born leader. He was a teacher. Just had so many gifts. And if these gifts could be utilized for the kingdom of God, Ignatius recognized that this man could probably do a lot of good, which he did do, of course. Second point I'd like to highlight is this, is the power of the exercises. Is that Ignatius took Francis Xavier through the exercises, and he was basically transformed. You've heard me preach on this before. Ignatius said that he was the hardest nut to crack. He was hard. He had to give him very special penances, and one of the penances he gave was to wrap ropes around his legs, and the ropes started to actually become ingrained within his flesh. So Ignatius says, "Okay, have you done enough penance?" And the reason was because of his vanity. He would have been an Olympic high jumper if he lived today. He was an athlete, but he was a high jumper, and he was probably the best in the University of Paris, and he knew it, and he probably flaunted that, and he wanted to repair for that sin, so he took upon himself that very difficult penance. Third is that after he was ordained a priest and became one of the first Jesuits, Francis Xavier accepted the call to go to India. And Ignatius said, "Now, go set all on fire." Those are the last words that he said to Francis Xavier. The last words that he would address to him until he got to heaven. Go set all on fire. Now I'd like to address that to all of you people. I mean, you've been with the Lord Jesus Christ this hour. You've been contemplating the light of the world. You're going to receive Jesus in Holy Communion. You go set all on fire now. Now is the time. Now that we're in the very heart of one of the most holy seasons in the world, we're not called simply to receive but to give. One of the best ways for us to grow in our faith is to share our faith with others. As Jesus said in the Gospel today, you have received gratis, gratuitously have received, you are to give gratuitously. Not to hold on to the gift, the great gift that God has given to all of you, the gift of your Catholic faith. But your faith is meant to be shared. And Pope Francis, unequivocally in his teachings and writings and encyclicals, is obviously saying that as Catholics we have to be missionaries. And that's the gospel today, the gospel of Jesus sending them out, longing for more laborers because the harvest is rich, but the laborers are too few. You're called to be working in the vineyard for the Lord. You're called to be working in the harvest. Fourth point I'd like to make is that Xavier, once he arrives in India and starts his work, he lives with the poorest of the poor. He eats their food. He mixes with them. He teaches the children, the poor, the sick. But Francis Xavier was very creative. John Paul II said in one of his writings that we are called to a new apostolic creativity. Now, one thing that Xavier would do was he would learn the catechism, the basic catechism in the language, then he would place it into a chime or into a little ditty or a little song, and he would sing it, and then the children would listen to him sing it, then they'd go back to home and they'd sing it to their parents. Pretty original, huh? Pretty original. And it's said of Xavier that his arm is in one place, his body is in the other place, because he baptized so many that at the end of the day he could no longer raise up his hand because he baptized so many. So we pray to him that we would have apostolic zeal and apostolic creativity. And the last point is his intelligence, that if you follow his apostolic endeavors, he starts in India, he goes to Malaysia, then he goes to Japan. In Japan he was converting a lot of souls. However, he felt that the best way to convert the Japanese would be to convert the Chinese, because the Chinese was an older culture than the Japanese. So his desire was to convert the Chinese. And if he was able to do that, then he would eventually convert the Japanese. So I say this because we're talking about the call of the King. You have to ask the Lord, what are the apostolic techniques, apostolic methods, apostolic modes that you can use so as to save as many souls as possible? I personally believe, as an oblate of the Virgin Mary, that getting people to consecrate themselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary and to do the spiritual exercises are the most efficacious apostolic tools that can be used to save souls. That's my humble opinion. Okay, we may not be right now 10,000 people, but if we have 150 people here that are really bent on becoming saints, really becoming holy, you're going to be touching a lot of people. A lot of people. So St. Francis Xavier is the patron of the missions with St. Therese. All of us are called to be missionaries. The last words of Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28 were, "Go out to all nations, teach them all I taught you, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, and I will be with you always until the end of the world." So let us listen to the words that Ignatius addressed to Francis Xavier. "Go set all on fire." Amen.